Time for our Monday chat with the coach. An offensive explosion beating Weber State at the mat Saturday. Now ninth in the rankings. Southern Utah this weekend before a trip to SEC country. Season four running the show. Coach Graves joins us. How are you doing, sir?
Steve, I'm doing great tonight. Good to be with you, buddy.
I know that you follow sports beyond your program, so over the weekend we learn who plays for college football's fourth playoff. You know, in your sport, it's much more wide open. You don't have to win every single solitary game. So you followed this sport for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the playoffs? Did you prefer the BCS, the old polls? Well, what do you think about how college football settles their national championship?
Actually, I kind of like what they're doing now. I know the talk of expanding it to eight. I just think that's too much because, you know, this past weekend it was almost like quarterfinals anyway in some regard. The only thing I have a problem with is you've got the Pac-12 and the Big Ten with no participants in it. And I just think that's wrong. But I wouldn't have gone for a second team like Alabama. But, they might be the fourth best team. Who knows? But with a week off like that, I don't know. I think you earn your way in, and they didn't earn their way to a championship game, so I don't think they should have earned their way in. But that's just me. So
no, that's why it's a we still live in America, and we're all entitled to our opinion. another topic you and I have discussed over the years, there's this baseball franchise in the South Bronx. They hired a broadcaster to be their manager. No coaching or managing experience. You know, you're a coach. You rose through the ranks. How interesting or unique do you find it that one of the most prominent franchises on the planet just turned the reins over to a guy who's never done anything like this?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I mean, I'm not a Yankee guy, so I don't really care. but the right reality is, I think coaching, managing, it's the one profession, Steve, that everybody thinks they can do anyway. So you go to one of my games or one of Coach Altman's games, and you got thousands of people in the stands who think that they could do it better. So why not give an announcer a try? We'll see. But, you know, he still hit that... Well, I don't know. I think he's going to do fine. Bottom line is talent wins. So if he's going to have Judge and Sanchez and all those guys in the same pitching staff, guess what? He's probably still going to win.
So you're telling me that guys in radio and broadcasting don't know everything like they think they do?
Well, except for you. You, of course, could come out and coach anything, couldn't you? I don't know. You seem pretty solid all the way around.
I could try. I don't know that I would win, and then I'd get fired, and they wouldn't give me this job back. So let's just keep things as they are.
No, but Steve, I'm gonna turn the tables on you here a little bit. You know what? I recruit all over the country, right? And I'm a talk radio guy, and you really do a good job, and you actually are very well versed in kind of everything. I listen to all of them, man. All the local guys from Cincinnati to Chicago to NYC, Atlanta, Dallas. You do a good job, buddy.
I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. And if I ever need an agent, I've got your number.
There you go.
We're talking with
a percentage, though. So there you go.
All right. We continue with Coach Graves. As I mentioned, to get in the championship chase in college basketball, you need to do solid work, but there's room for error. So now the latest ranking comes out, and look where Oregon is. We're tied for the highest ranking ever at 9. Some coaches approach something like this differently. How do you and your people address getting this kind of recognition, even at this time of year?
Well, I think it's great, and I think you should, take it and run with it. You know, we don't dwell on it as a team. I'm sure the team knows, especially in this day and age of social media, it's out there everywhere for people to see. So they know, but we don't talk about it. We don't say, hey, to stay at number 9 or climb higher, we got to win this week. You know, those kind of things. We just kind of keep our nose to the grindstone and try to get better each day. And you know, guess what? If we don't win on Saturday, we're not going to be ranked 9th. So it doesn't really matter. You just but it does mean that you're playing well and you're playing good opponents. And it doesn't really enter our thought process each and every day.
Coach, every time we talk, it seems Sabrina does something we've never seen, whether it's triple doubles, and now she equals the single game assist record. And you always talk about her competitive nature. But how much does her unselfish nature play into her willingness to do all and anything and everything, just whatever it takes to win?
It's contagious. You know, her ability to pass is contagious. I mean, she had 14 assists the other night, like you said, new Oregon record. But we had 28 as a team and only 5 turnovers. Now, she was 14 assists, no turnovers. That's what I'm really proud of, because sometimes she tries to do a little bit too much, but she really played within herself that night. And that competitiveness, that willingness to do whatever the team needs on a given night, again, that's contagious and that's great leadership. It's showing that, you know, she is all about the team person and truly is. I mean, she could go out and darn near get a triple-double each and every night, but that's not really where her focus is at. So I'm really proud of her, and she was rewarded again with her second Pac-12 Player of the Week. And then Satu Savali got her second Pac-12 Freshman of the Week. So we swept the awards this week.
You mentioned a statistic, and I enjoy, from time I was a little kid, I could devour a baseball box score, and I look at them, and I think there are certain very telling numbers where if you block the final score but read the stat sheet, you can get a pretty good idea of who won. You've been a coach for a while. You taking 28 assists to 5 turnovers every single night?
Would you? It's never happened in my career. That was incredible. And you know what else has never happened is 17 made 3-pointers on 33 attempts. I mean, it was, Weber State made 17 too. So it was like a game of horse out there, the other night. But, I'm really proud of our team. I love how unselfish they are. We make the extra pass. We make the right pass. And I tell them all the time, you know, it's not that one spectacular play. You know, that amazing pass that I think is the best play in basketball. It's a combination of 1, 2, or 3 passes right in a row. That's what I think makes our game the most beautiful.
A player I've followed this season, Justine Hall, the Purdue transfer, who last year, as the season moved along, her contribution increased. She played for you in all 4 NCAA games. I noticed the last 4 or 5 games, she's getting 12, 14, 17 minutes. How is her game coming along as one of just 2 seniors you have on this roster?
Well, she's shooting the ball better than I expected from the 3, and you know, which has been a really added bonus. I think what she gives us is the ability to attack the basket. She's a great defender and is so long and athletic that she can be a defensive stopper for us. I think that's going to be ultimately her biggest role for us. But, man, she's coming off the bench and shooting it well with a lot of confidence. So I love how she's playing right now. If we get that kind of production from her, you know, certainly during Pac-12 play, we're going to be a tough out because, you know, you're talking about someone who's playing sub minutes, but man, she's making the most of them. And I really like her. She's a hard worker, great attitude, good student. She really is a great teammate and a big time senior leader.
Yeah, she seems like she provides a spark. Couple of final thoughts for Kelly Graves. I know how high you all were on Satu Savali. You mentioned she had a heck of a game. You know, she's a freshman, but how much did her role as a big-time player for Germany, she was on that FIBA gold medal team this summer, you play at that level, how much does that ease the transition to, you know, Pac-12 ball?
Well, she's been playing pro ball since she was 15. You know, they don't have a high school system over there in Europe, and so all these Europeans play on club system, you know, on clubs with pros. So, you know, that hasn't been a big jump. Plus, when you play for your national teams, I mean, I coached USA basketball to a couple of gold medals, and so I've seen it firsthand. There's nothing more intense than international basketball, and so for her to go through that and have the success that she's had, I think more than readied her for the NCAA. And even though she's still got a ways to go, man, I'll tell you what, when she, you know, she just shows flashes of brilliance game in and game out. And boy, the sky's the limit with her.
And lastly, have you had a chance to take a look at Southern Utah? And I know you've got some SEC teams and that Vegas tournament looming. So do you like the thought of just one game this week to kind of recharge the batteries?
Well, I do, and it's finals right now. So, you know, we played Saturday, gave the team off yesterday and today. Tomorrow we'll just kind of shoot around just to break a sweat for an hour and then have another day off. So, you know, this is an important week academically, obviously, and so we want to just schedule one game. The honest truth is I've done some recruiting, so I haven't even turned my attention to Southern Utah. I'll do that tomorrow, and then we'll prep for them with the team not until Thursday. So it's a big game because we want to get kind of back into the thick of things, because then we travel to Mississippi State next week. And play a big one there against, you know, the number 3 or 5 ranked team. So this is an important time for us. But studies first, Steve. You know that. Student athlete.
Actually, you know that. Your players knew that. If I knew that back then, I'd have got better grades in school. But that's a story for another day, Coach.
Yeah. I'm sure you did pretty well.
So if my dad comes out here, I'll get you both together and he'll offer the explanation. But okay. Anyway, you can follow Coach at GoDucksKG on Twitter. 2 o'clock Saturday, Matthew Knight Arena, Southern Utah is in for the number 9 Ducks. Coach, always fun catching up. You have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Steve. You too.
All right. Take it easy.